the heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
Eric, thanks very much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. We're at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. Let's talk religion. Millie J joins us right now. Millie is the author of a book called Taking Steps to Draw Closer to God. She is a prayer counselor. Welcome aboard, Millie. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Great to talk to you.
Are we sure we want to talk religion? Because if you talk politics or religion, there's always going to be some kind of disagreement.
That's true.
Absolutely.
You have to know when you write a book about religion, you're going to get your detractors immediately. And I'm not saying that Wendy and I will fit under that category, but you know as you're writing the book, there's going to be skeptics, correct?
Correct. And it's okay. Our focus is on drawing closer to God, so it's okay.
All right, let's talk about this. Very startling, but Pew Research, and if you're going to talk about churches, that's your research firm, Pew Research. They did a study, and they found that 6 out of 10 people are now considering themselves religiously unaffiliated. They don't check any box when it comes to organized religion. Explain that. Because
Six out of ten?
That's a very high number, isn't it, Millie?
It is. And, you know, it's okay because all of us are focusing on our relationship with God. Just because you sit in a church doesn't make you religious. So if I don't identify with a certain religion, but I still identify with having a relationship with God, God is okay with that. Religion, we have to remember, is man-made, and it's an organization. And there's a difference between having a religion and having a relationship with God.
I am a Catholic. I was born and bred a Catholic. I pretty much forced my kids into receiving all their sacraments, ended at confirmation. I do not go to church as much as I should, so I'm a bad Catholic, but I still say my prayers pretty much every day at some point. So can you be of a denomination but not participate in the church end of things? Or am I just a bad Catholic and God is mad at me?
You are fine. God is not mad at you. I would encourage is to have a relationship with God, because a lot of people sit in church and they're completely disconnected with what's going on. So you're not growing spiritually. But if you don't, or some people can't physically go to church because of a disability or whatever issue. So God is not saying, I need you to physically be in church to have a relationship with me. Once we understand that we can have a relationship with God anywhere and I don't have to wait till I get to church to have that relationship, then you won't get upset and think that you're a bad Catholic because you didn't go to church. You understand that I have a relationship with God no matter where I am, no matter where I sit, no matter what church I'm affiliated with. What's important is how my relationship and my spiritual growth is going.
So being religious and being spiritual, they can go together, but they are two separate things.
They are two separate things. Religion is a system, is an organization that we take part of as our belief system. However, a spiritual life is a connection with God. It's a soul connection. It's a mind and body connection. As I stated before, you can physically be at church, and many people, church has become a routine, and they are completely disconnected, spiritually disconnected to the church. They're just physically sitting there. It's a routine for them.
But there is a commandment which states, thou shalt keep holy the Lord's day, meaning you need to go and worship one
day,
a week, right? So so how does that fit in?
I can worship at my house.
Can she? Is that
you
legal,
can.
Millie? Yeah.
Yes.
Bill's just trying to point fingers at me because I'm a bad Catholic. I am.
No, you're fine. You're not a bad Catholic. God is not looking down on us and saying, oh, my God. He doesn't have a checklist saying, oh, today she did not come to church. Let me go ahead and mark that down. What about the people who have disabilities and they're not physically able? Are God supposed to, you know, have a mark on their record?
No, but they have an excuse, Millie. Come on. I have no excuse.
Right. Look, God is not marking us down for things like that. He's actually looking into our hearts. He's looking into our spirit. He's not looking to the physical things, the things that we look into. We count how many times we go to church. We count how many times we pray. And God is not looking into that, because you could pray 100 times and you completely are disconnected to God. You're completely praying your own prayer, and it has nothing to do with God. So God wants us to submit our hearts, our soul, and body to Him. And until we learn as believers to have a spiritual connection, and then everything else will follow. Going to church won't be an issue, whether you go today or tomorrow or next, you don't go next week. God is not marking us down for that.
There were always families at our church, Millie, that we referred to as C&E Catholics, which meant they showed up on Christmas and Easter, and that was pretty much it. You've seen people like this, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's always going on. It's been going on for years. And that's why we know that people are disconnected to the church. And some people are easily leave the church because they have no connection in the first place.
Right.
So if you're relying on your connection to the church to be a connection with God, that is two separate things. And we as believers, we need to understand that so we can spiritually grow.
What about these people that say, and I think they're saying it half as a joke, but half not, I'm a recovering Catholic, I'm a recovering Protestant. How does that sit with you?
You know, it's all about what they see. When you think of yourself and you start putting labels on your own self and your relationship with God, then whatever that you're thinking is going to produce in your life. So if you want to think that you're a recovering Catholic, that's what you will be. But all if right. you want to think that you are a person who have a relationship with God no matter what, then that's what will produce in your life.
Part of it is holding on to tradition. Obviously, I hate what's in the news about the Catholic Church and the priests right now. Other religions have their issues, too. But I'm Catholic. That's what I was born and raised. That's what I'm going to be. And I did push my kids into getting confirmed. However, I told them later in life, if you want to change your path, you can. I don't look down on other people in other religions just so they have some greater power, because I think that helps us be a better person, where you're trying to guide your moral compass. And if, you know, you have that greater power up there, it leads you on a better path. That's my opinion.
And which is fine, because at the end of the day, we only have God to answer to. If your children followed everything that you do, do they have a separate relationship with God, or do they have a relationship based on what you made them do? I actually have a Q&A in my book, Taking Steps to Draw Closer to God, where I mention that children, I encourage that you teach them to draw closer to God, but at the end of the day, they have to still establish that relationship.
And, you know, I lost my dad when I was 10. I lost my mom a month after my wedding 22 years ago. And, you know, maybe I put my religion on hold for a while, but once you lose someone that's of great importance to you, a lot of times that's when we turn to our religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people, they grew up in the church, so it's easy for them to go ahead and establish that relationship. And some people, it takes them having to be down on their knees because of certain situations that happen for them to seek God. No matter what brings you to God, the important thing is that you get there and that you start establishing a relationship. Having a relationship with God is more than just that, just the relationship. It actually does make us better people. It makes us think better. Like, we try not to judge others because we want to look at other people as God look at them, like human beings. And it also makes you more peaceful. I know for me, there's so much things happening in the world. If I pay attention to what's going on in the world, I will have absolutely no peace. You'll be worried, you'll live
right.
in fear. But, you know, when you have a relationship with God, you can go to your prayer room and pray and find that peace. You can meditate on the word and find the peace of God with you, because He tells us He has the peace that surpasses understanding.
Millie, when something horrible happens, when a plane crash happens, when a mass shooting happens, how do you relegate that and say to yourself, why would a God let something like that take place? How do you figure that out in your head?
Great question. I have that question as a part of my Q&A in my book, Taking Steps to Draw Closer to God. And my answer is that we do not know the answer to that question. We might have to just wait till we get to heaven and ask God himself, because bad things will happen to good people. Bad things will happen to innocent people. But God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And only he knows why he allows certain things to happen. And it's hard to answer a question that he knows and he has complete control over. But I do encourage people to just still trust him. Still believe that God loves you no matter what is going on. We can't control everything that happens in the world, and it's unfortunate that we do lose good people. We lose even children who are newborns, and it's extremely sad. But if we can just focus and know that God is in complete control, and there are certain things we as human beings, we have absolutely no control, because he has absolutely all of the control, then I can be okay with myself, and I can encourage someone to say, look, it's okay, let God handle it. We might just have to wait till we get up to those heaven gates and say, God, what happened here?
The website is themillyj.com, themillyj.com. The book, Taking Steps to Draw Closer to God. You're also a prayer counselor. I have a question, and forgive me for not knowing this, listeners. I don't quite know the difference between an atheist and an agnostic. However, I find myself sometimes bristling when somebody says, oh, I'm an atheist. I don't know why that bothers me so much. I just worry they're not going to be saved. What's the difference between the two?
You know, the difference is that they think they don't have a relationship with God, and they think that they're on their own. Some people believe that somehow they wake up on their own and they do everything on their own, and they don't understand the power of God. The power of God is to wake you up every morning, because when we go to bed, we have no idea what's going to happen. We have no idea if we're going to lose our breath that night. And both of them actually think the same way, that they have the power to get up and do whatever they want to do and still don't understand. They still are under God's guidance. And with an atheist, some of them, not all, but some of them believe there's a higher power. And although they don't believe my God is the higher power, they do believe there is a higher power out there, some of them. So it depends on their view at the time of who's God and who's this higher power. I actually know a few atheists who mentions God all the time, and I'm thinking, are you an atheist? What's going on here? So it depends on the person and their belief. Sometimes it's not that they don't believe in God. It's just the thinking they have about your God and their God. It could be completely different, even though it might just be the same God.
There's several texts that differ from what you just said a little bit. Here's one. 60 says, an atheist believes that there is no God. An agnostic doesn't believe that they know the answer to that question. I consider myself an agnostic of the two. I'm not to offend you, Millie.
That makes me happier. Than an agnostic makes me happier than an atheist, and that's not fair, but I just...
Well, agnostics tend to be less outspoken about it. Atheists sometimes will be very adamant, whereas an agnostic just goes, believe whatever you want to believe, you know?
And you're not quite sure what you believe.
Yeah.
Right. So both of them, to me, they're both actually are the same, because if I'm saying believe what you want to believe, but what do you believe? And if one is saying, with the atheists, at least they say, I don't believe. And you know where they stand. But like I said, I actually know atheists who still talk about a higher being, or they talk about God. And so now I'm like, but what are you?
Interesting.
And somebody says, how about we just don't believe your fairy tales about God or whatever? But that's my decision. If you want to call them fairy tales, I like my fairy tales. They always have happy endings. So everyone has their opinion, correct?
Yeah. Correct. So we can't force anything on anyone. What I like to tell people is that, well, see, how do I live my life? When you meet me, how do you feel around me? Know that I have a relationship with God. Maybe without that relationship, I might not be such a sweet person. I might not be such, you know, a person with integrity. So I like for people to see each other and what are we and who are we in God, and judge me by that instead of assuming that I'm just this perfect person, this sweetheart, because I'm just born like that. I would like to think that, but for me, I believe God has helped me become a great woman and a great person.
Yeah. All right. Our guest is Millie J. We're going to take a little break and then more discussion. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. Millie's book is called Taking Steps to Draw Closer to God. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Our guest is Millie J. She is the author of a book called Taking Steps to Draw Closer to God. Millie, a couple times during our conversation about God, you have used the pronoun he. Why are so many people sure that God is a man?
That is a great question. I think because when you read the when you read Genesis, he talks, once again, I say he talks about creating Adam, and he created Adam first, and then out of Adam's rib, he created Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So I think leaders and pastors automatically assume God is a he, so since the man was created first, so now we just grew up with saying he, and to this day I continue to say he, and I haven't had any proof that God is a she.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is he did say he is a spirit. He's neither man nor female, and
all right,
that is very stated.
So you're open to the idea that it could be a woman, or it could be something that's just sexless. It could be an amalgam of men and women, or otherwise.
Yes, because he's a spirit, and he does not identify as either. But because Adam was, you know, created first, everybody just assumed it was a he that created Adam.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they perfected it and went with a woman. Right? They looked at the blueprints and they went, this is ridiculous. We could fix this. And they made a woman. All right.
Right.
All right. I like that. How can it be right now that the world, even though we've progressed, we like to think we've progressed, there's still so much like Islamophobia going on. The Jews have been persecuted for years and years and years. You pick a religion, somebody's out to get them. If you truly believe in God and a better world, why would that still exist?
Well, this is why it's important to even have a relationship with God, because if we don't have the relationship with God and take our time to study the Bible, we will still treat each other like we're not human beings. And each individual is responsible for their relationship with God and how they treat others. There will always be evil and good in the world, unfortunately, because even when you read Revelation, it tells you that there'll be a battle between good and evil. So that will always continue, but as individuals, we have to take responsibility on how we're treating others based on what we say we are as believers.
If you had to put $20 down, who's going to win that fight, good or evil?
It's always going to be good. God is going to win, and I'll tell you why also, based on The Lord of the Rings, one of my favorite movies.
Yep.
Good always wins.
Wendy, take good and the over.
I will do that.
You'll double your money.
Just a discussion, and you know, bottom line is we just need to respect each other and respect each other's decisions. The book is called Taking Steps to Draw Closer to God, themilliej.com. If this is something you're into, stop by themilliej.com and pick up the book. If not, then don't worry about it. I'm not judging anyone.
Not anymore. Those days are over. Millie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care.
God bless you. Can I say that?
Well,
I don't know.
You did say it. Yeah.
Everybody's on everybody's ass about this. That's all
you
I'm
used
saying.
Use the biblical term.
I know.
That was good.
Donkey.
Yes. All right, we'll take a break. We're headed toward the stream. We hope you will join us there. But if not, you've got a great option. Stick around and listen to the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand. More on that next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.